الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رءوف رحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. العلماء، مريم رب العزيز، young friends، brothers and sisters in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is a very honor for me to be addressing first Seerah conference organized by Al Huda Academy in Boulder. I pray and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the inner depth of my heart that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this institution the sheer tawfiq to serve his beautiful deen, to serve the Muslim Ummah, and to serve the whole of humanity at large. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may he accept our gathering here today, and may he make it a means of our forgiveness, and may he make it a means of our salvation in the hereafter, and may he make it a means of our life changing from today, and the acquisition of the intercession of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. The personality under discussion is the most virtuous, the most honorable, and the most beloved in the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a nutshell, we can say that he was a symbol of perfection. He was Kamilul Khalq and also Kamilul Khuluq. He was perfect in his physical features, in his appearance, and he was also perfect in good morals and lofty characters. He was the embodiment of all excellencies. He was so perfect, he was so great, that it is impossible for any human to discuss his qualities or to praise him as he is worthy of praise. Lafz bebas, zuban hai mazoor, mujhse zikre huzoor kya hoga. Lafz bebas, I cannot find the words. Zuban hai mazoor, my tongue is disabled. My tongue is disabled, I cannot find the words to praise him. How can I praise him? How can a person cross that ocean which has no shore? This great life is an ocean which has no shore. لفظ بے بس زبان معذور مجھ سے ذکر حضور کیا ہوگا نہ کنارہ جس سمندر کا وہ سمندر عبور کیا ہوگا. I cannot find the words. I am struggling to find the right words to portray that great life. My tongue does not have the ability to explain in detail what that great personality was. Ikbar ne kis muh se karu madhe Muhammad. Ikbar, the great poet of the East, says, oh Ikbar, with which tongue can I praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because it is a very difficult subject, and I do not find the ability and the capability in my tongue to speak on this subject. If baar mein kis muh se karo madh ke Muhammad, muh mera bahut chota hai aur baat badi hai. He was kamilul khalq, kamilul khuluq. His outer appearance, his physical features were 100% perfect. His nose was perfect, his ears were perfect, his eyes were perfect, his hair perfect, his lips perfect, his neck perfect, his hands perfect, his fingers perfect, his legs, his feet, his style of walking, his style of talking. Each and every limb, each and every part of his body was nothing but a symbol of perfection. Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Daru Messenger of Allah, وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. O Messenger of Allah, my eyes have never seen anything more handsome than you. And after studying very carefully, I come to this conclusion that no mother on this universe has given birth to any child that is more beautiful and handsome than you. You are so perfect that when I study your physical features, I come to this conclusion that khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you from every. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you immune from every fault. Ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. When I look at you very carefully and when I study your physical features, I come to this conclusion that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating you, He was asking you why He was creating you, "Oh Muhammad, what type of eyes do you want? Oh Muhammad, what type of ears shall I give you? Oh Muhammad, what type of hair do you want?" He has created you the way you would have wanted to be created. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wa Jumayim say, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsan al-nasri wajhan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most handsome of the people. Most handsome. Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says, لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُ فَشَمْسِي خَيْرٌ مِّنْ شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ وَشَمْسُ السَّمَاءِ تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ وَشَمْسِي تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ الْعِشَاءِ. Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says, لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُ. There are two suns. One sun shining bright in the sky, in the heavens, and the other sun illuminating Madina Munawwara, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Lana shamsun wa lil afaqi shamsu. There are two suns, one sun in the heavens, one sun in Madina Munawwara. Wa shamsi khayrun min shamsi samai. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the sun which is in Madina Munawwara is far more better than the sun that is shining in the sky. Her own experience. Why? She says, فَشَمْسُ السَّمَاءِ تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ. The sun that enlightens the universe rises in the morning after the Fajr Salat, when the universe has already been enlightened.
when the darkness has already left, thereafter it rises and enlightens the universe. وَشَمْسِ تَقْلُهُ بَعْدِ الْمِشَاءِ. But my son, he rises from the horizon after the Isha Salat. When he enters the room, in pitch darkness, where there is a needle lying on the floor, impossible for human eye to detect. When he enters the room after Isha Salah, and upon entry, according to his sunnah, he says to his wife, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At that moment, with a smile, the light that emanates from his teeth brightens the room to such an extent that we are able to find our needle that was lost. يا صاحب الجمال ويا سيد البشر من وجهك المنير لك النور الى القمر لا يمكن الثناء كما قال حقه بعد الصدى بزرق القصه مختصر. يا صاحب الجمال, O the embodiment of beauty, O the possessor of beauty, O the one full of beauty, وَيَا سَيِّدَ الْبَشَرِ, and O the leader of humanity, leader of mankind. He says, أَنَا حَامِلُ لِوَاءِ الْحَمْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرَ. I will be holding the flag of hamd on the day of Qiyamah, and I am not proud, وَلَا فَخْرَ. This is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَمْرَوْ بَعْدَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا فَخْرَ. I will be the first one to knock on the door of Jannah, and I am not proud. This is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا أَوَّلُ الشَّافِعِينَ وَمُشَفَّعِينَ وَلَا فَخْرَ. I will be the first to intercede on the day of Qiyamah, and I will be the first whose intercession will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا فَخْرَ. I am not proud. This is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَا وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأُمَمِ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَا أُمَّتِي. Jannah will be haram upon all the anbiya until I enter Jannah. And Jannah will be haram upon all the ummas, upon all the nations, until my nation and my ummah enter Jannah. Ya Sahib al-Jamal, O the one full of beauty, wa ya Sayyid al-Bashar, O the leader of mankind, O the leader of humanity, we welcome the munir ila qadlub ila al-qamar. The full moon that is shining in the heavens, and the sun that is shining in the skies, and the shining stars that you see during the night, they have all acquired whatever they possess from the enlightening and illuminating face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Min wajhika al-munir lakadhum hiya al-qamar. The full moon is only shining because of your face. And the sun is only shining because of your face. The stars are only shining because of your face. لَا يُمْكِنُ السَّنَاءُ كَمَا كَانَ حَقُّهُ. It is not possible to praise you as you are worthy of praise. In short, in a nutshell, بَعْدَ خُدَى بُزُرْبُتُهِ قِسَّ مُخْتَسَرْ. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one more virtuous than you. There is no one more greater than you. خُدَى سِي تُقْيَمْ اور سَبْ سِي عَلَى. Less than Allah, more than everything. خدا سے تو کم, below Allah, above everything. دو عالم سے بالا ہمارے محمد. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is more greater than anything that is in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kamilul khalq, head to toe, symbol of perfection. radiallahu anhu is questioned by the Tabi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Can you describe for me the physical features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu very quickly said, Ya Bunayya, O my dear son, لَوْ رَعِيْتَهُ رَعِيْتَ الشَّمْسَ تَعْلِعَةً. If you had seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming towards you, you would have felt as if the sun is rising in the world. Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajhahu, after mentioning certain features, certain physical features of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his head was like this and his eyes were like this and his face was like this, his hands were like this. After continuing to mention the physical features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concludes by saying, يَقُولُ نَعِيدُهُ يَقُولُ نَعِيدُهُ. Anyone from the Sahaba Kiram Ibn Allah Ta'ala who described the physical features of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be compelled to say, لَنَا لَمِذْلَهُ لَا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ قَتْلُهُ. I have never seen anything like him, neither before him nor after him. These are the testimonies of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wa Jumu'in. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who had seen from a very close distance the cream of humanity, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He had seen Adam alayhi salam, he had seen Nuh alayhi salam, he had seen Musa alayhi salam, he had seen Isa alayhi salam. He dealt with all of them, he had seen them from a very, very close distance. He was staying into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he said, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. I have turned upside down the east and the west of the universe. That means, I have seen very, very carefully each and every portion of the earth through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have seen each and every human very, very carefully, all their qualities. قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. I have seen very carefully each and every human, his qualities. Especially the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Because I continually used to frequent visits to them. What is the conclusion? He says, لَمْ أَرَ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ. Jibreel says, I have not seen anyone more virtuous, more better, more greater than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَامِلُ الْخَلْقِ and كَامِلُ الْخُلُقِ. He is a symbol of perfection. When we discuss lofty characters and good morals, so his physical features were 100% perfect and his actions were also 100% perfect. Actions depend upon the quality of the heart. Allah can make jasad mudghatan ila sanuhat sanuhat jasad kulluhu wa ila fasadat fasadat jasad kulluhu. There is a piece of meat in every human. If that piece of meat becomes perfect, then the whole body becomes perfect. That means all the actions that are carried out by that body are perfect. And if that piece that is within the body becomes corrupt, then all the actions that emanate from that body will also be corrupt. Allah will give us that peace is the heart. If the heart is 10% correct, then you will see 10% goodness as far as that person's actions are concerned. And if the heart is 50% correct and good, then you will see 50% goodness in that person's action. And if the heart is 90% good, then you will see 90% of goodness in that person's character and moral. What can we say about that person whose heart is so pure, so pure, so pure, so pure, that that heart was placed in one side of the scale, and the heart of the whole humanity, awliya, anbiya, zahideen, abideen, were put into the other side of the scale, then that one heart would outweigh all the other hearts. So much purity. So much purity, full of virtue, that heart. So imagine the a'mal, and imagine the deeds and the akhlaq and the morals and the character that the Sahaba Ibn Taymiyyah were fortunate to witness from the day personality. That is why when they describe the characters and the morals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they say he was the most this. He was the most this. He was the most generous, most merciful, most kind, most brave, most worshipping. One with the greatest level of taqwa. One with the greatest level of the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Heart full of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I have not sent you but as mercy for the whole of humanity, for the whole creation, for all the world. You are a mercy for each and every creation. For each and every creation, you are mercy for the human, you are mercy for Muslims, you are mercy for non-Muslims, you are mercy for the jinns, you are mercy for angels, you are mercy for the anbiya, you are mercy for animals, you are mercy for all creatures. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. His life was full of mercy, full of caring, full of love, full of kindness. Da'fur ibn al-Muharib, after the battle of Ghazwatul Riqa, Ghazwatul Dhatir Riqa, follows the army of the Muslims and he finds an opportunity where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is resting under a tree with no one around him, because the Sahaba cannot invite Allah ta'ala wanted to leave him alone and rest peacefully. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before resting under the tree, had hung his sword on a branch of that tree. Da'fur ibn Muharib, he came very quietly and he got hold of the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened from his sleep. Reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a great character of the heart, a great akhlaq of the heart. So much reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that upon seeing Da'fur ibn al-Muharib, he did not jump. He was lying on the ground under the tree. He woke up, he opened his eyes, and he saw Da'fur ibn al-Muharib standing in front of him with a naked sword. And when Da'fur ibn al-Muharib saw that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has woken up from his sleep, he said, "Man yamna'uka minni ya Muhammad? Oh Muhammad, who will save you from me?" No anxiety, no disturbance. He's lying there in a relaxed mood, looking at Da'fur ibn al-Muharib with sword in his hand, asking this question, "Man yamna'uka minni ya Muhammad?" In that position, he said, "Oh Da'fur, Allah." As soon as he said Allah, it had so much effect on Da'fur that he began trembling and the sword fell from his hand. And he was still trembling. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in a relaxed manner, he got up from his sleeping position. And he did not even get up. He sat up and he took the sword in his hand and he said, "Oh Da'fur, may Allah come in me, who will save you from me now?" So the Rasul said, O Muhammad, kun khayra akhirin. Kun khayra akhirin. O Muhammad, become a good holder of the sword. If you are an evil holder of the sword, then you will kill. But if you are a good holder of the sword, a person who is good, then you will let go of me. So he was trying to invite it for him. Kun khayra akhirin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not let go of this opportunity to call him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This thought did not occur to him that this is a man who intended to murder me, to assassinate me, to kill me, therefore it is better that he goes in the fire of Jahannam. He said, أَتَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. O Da'atu, do you wish to accept Iman? Do you wish to accept this faith where you have to believe that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger? He said, La. He said, No. I do not wish to accept Islam. If Islam was spread by the sword, what would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have done? The sword is in his hand, enemy is overpowered, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inviting him towards Islam, and he very clearly and frankly says, No, I do not want to accept Islam. Islam had already entered his heart. Islam had already entered his heart. When he saw the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw the calmness upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw his tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was very intelligent, the Asur ibn Muhayyib. He thought to himself that when my neck is under the sword of Muhammad, if I was to proclaim the kalima, then people until the day of Qiyamah will say Islam was spread by the sword. So I should not proclaim the kalima at this precise moment. Do you bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger? He said, La. No. So he said, Do you make a promise to me that you will not fight against the Muslims? He said, Yes, I made a promise to you. فَخَلَّا سَبِيلَهُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. Forgave him. The one who came to, who had come to assassinate him, he forgave him and he said, Go, I forgive you. He went to his people, he gathered together the whole tribe and the whole clan, and he said, O people, جِئْتُكُمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ I have come to you from a person, who is the most virtuous on the surface of this earth. جِئْتُكُمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ He related the whole incident, and he said, I have decided to accept the kalima. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ As soon as he narrated the incident and he recited the kalima, the whole tribe accepted Islam. Friends and foes both agreed that he was nothing but rahmat for the whole universe. He was nothing but mercy for the whole universe. Dekhkar akhlaq ko aur aapke altaaf ko غیر بھی کہتے ہیں تو وہ رحمت للعالمین دیکھ کر اخلاق کو آفٹر آبزرونگ یور گڈ مورل یور لوفٹی کیریکٹر دیکھ کر اخلاق کو اور آپ کے الفاظ کو آفٹر آبزرونگ یور کائنڈنس یور کلیمنسی یور افیکشنٹ نیچر یور لو یور فورگیونیس غیر بھی کہتے ہیں تو وہ رحمت للعالمین Even the non-Muslims are compelled to say that you are nothing but Muslim. The conquest of Makkah Mukarrama. What didn't the Mushrikeen and the Kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama, what did not they do? To persecute النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال في الصحابة الكرام رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين: مكة مكرمة في طريق أبو سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنه was arrested during the night and brought to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when he accepted Islam. In the morning before the Muslim troops could enter Makkah Mukarramah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his uncle, that day Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu rode through that high spot from where he is able to observe the whole Muslim army entering Makkah Mukarramah. So Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, the leader of the Quraysh, and the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted Islam only a few moments ago, only a few hours ago. Upon the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are both standing on that hill, from where they could observe the whole Muslim army entering Makkah Mukarramah. And the Muslim army was divided into groups. A group passed, a second group passed, a third group passed, eventually came the troop of Ansar, the regiment of Ansar, headed by Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, full of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he came to that point where Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was standing with Abbas radiallahu anhu looking at them, he could not forget what Abu Sufyan had done to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he looked at Abu Sufyan and he said, Al-yawma yawma al-marhama, Al-yawma tustahallu al-ka'ba, Al-yawma yuhillu Allahu Quraysha. He said, Al-yawma yawma al-marhama, O Abu Sufyan, today is the day of a fierce battle. Al-yawma tustahallu al-ka'ba, it is not halal to kill anybody in the vicinity of the haram, but today everything will be halal. Al-yawma yuhillu Allahu Quraysha, the same Quraysh that was persecuting our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers will be disgraced today. And he has passed with his regiment, with his troops. Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very much concerned about the fate of the Quraysh name running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَأَمَرْتَ بِقَتْلِ قَوْمِ, have you ordered your men to kill your own people? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No, Abu Sufyan, why are you asking me this question? So he narrated the whole incident. He narrated the whole incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. Sa'd ibn Ubadah, the one who sacrificed everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He summoned Sa'd ibn Ubadah and he summoned the other leaders of the Muslim army and in front of the whole audience, he said, just a few moments ago, Sa'd ibn Ubadah said, Al-yawmu yawmul marhama, today is the day of a fierce battle. But I would like to change one word. It is not Al-yawmu yawmul marhama. It is Al-yawmu yawmul marhama. Today is the day of mercy. Muhammad is not entering to kill anybody. Muhammad is entering Makkah Mukarramah to shower mercy upon him. He is rahmatul lil alameen. Al-yawmu yawmul marhama. Al-yawmu tuksal ka'ba. Today, the Baytullah, will be honored. Al-yawmu yurisullah Quraysh. This is not the day when the Quraysh will be humiliated. This is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant honor to the Quraysh because I am a member of the Quraysh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting me the honor of declaring the Makkah. After the declaration of Makkah Mukarramah, he enters Haram Sharif. After it is purified, he performs Salat in the Haram Sharif. in the Kaaba itself, and when he comes out of Kaaba, the Kaaba, the door of Kaaba is situated at a high place. When he is coming out of the Kaaba, the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi ajma'in and all the Muslims of Makkah Mukarramah are standing there. Before entering to Makkah Mukarramah, he said to Abu Sufyan, do not worry Abu Sufyan, man dakhala dara Abu Sufyan abahu alu. Whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan will be granted amnesty. So Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala said, O Messenger of Allah, my house is very small. And it will not be able to facilitate the population of Makkah Mukarramah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man dakhala al-haram wa huwa amin. One who enters the vicinity of the Haram Sharif, he will also be granted amnesty. So Abu Sufyan said, O Messenger of Allah, there are some people who are not so brave. They will not be able to leave their home. They don't know what is happening. There is not a fear in Makkah Mukarramah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan will be granted amnesty. Whoever enters the Haram Sharif will be granted amnesty. And whoever remains in his own home will also be granted amnesty. Thereafter, after performing his salah, in Baytullah, in Kaaba, he comes out and he stands at the door with his both hands against the wall. And he looks at the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah, all feeling guilty, full of regret, full of fear. He said, what do you expect from me? Allahu Akbar. O people of Quraysh, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has overpowered you. And today the rain is in my hands. I am controlling Makkah Mukarramah. What are you expecting from me? 13 years of persecution in the Meccan life. And thereafter 8 years of persecution in Madinah Munawwarah. What are you expecting from me? So the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the Kuffar, the Quraysh, they said, you are a very noble person. And you are a son of a very noble person. We expect you to show kindness and forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that moment, without any hesitation, without any reprimand, he said, La tadriba alaykum al-yawm. There is no lament upon you today. Idhabu fa'antum al-tulaqa. Leave from here, go wherever you wish, live wherever you want. You are free today. Antum al-tulaqa. I am granting a general amnesty to each and every person. Such forgiveness, such kindness, because the heart was full of kindness. The heart was full of mercy. Such mercy that on the day of the liberation of Makkah Mukarramah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his father Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu, who had not yet accepted Islam. Very old man. He was brought to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, O Messenger of Allah, my father wishes to accept Islam. My father wishes to accept Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, why did you give him to others? This old man, he brought him from your home to here. If you had informed me that your father went to accept Islam upon my hand, I would have moved to your home. Why did you bring him? This is at a time when he has liberated in the temple. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Makkah Mukarramah, he is on his camel, and suddenly he came across a person. When he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started to trample. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him, and in a very sweet tone he said, How min Ali? Take it easy, relax. How min Ali? In me, lastu bi malikin. I am not a king. إنما أنا ابن رجل إنما أنا ابن امرأة كانت ذات قبيل. I am a simple son of a simple woman of Madda Mukarrama who used to eat dry meat. Why are you scared of me? So much mercy, my friend. So much mercy, so much mercy. That when he used to stand for Salah, imagine that connection. When he used to say Allahu Akbar. And that connection meant Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say, Qurratu ayni fi salah. Qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of my eyes is in salah. So when he used to say Allahu Akbar, imagine the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that very moment. But he says that when I am performing salah, and I suddenly hear during salah a small child crying. Despite wanting to lengthen my qira'ah, despite wanting to lengthen my ruku, despite wanting to lengthen my sajda, despite wanting to lengthen my salah, as soon as I hear that the cry of that small child, my thought goes immediately to the condition of the brother. How must she be feeling in her salah when her child is crying? So, due to the feeling for that mother, I shoulder my salah. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, he says that I was very young. I came into his company as a khadim when I was 8 years old. And he departed when I reached the age of 18. He says that for 10 years I served him. I was a small young child. Before teens, in my early teens, so I used to make mistakes. Sometimes I had to do something and I did not used to do. Sometimes I was not supposed to do something and I used to do. He said, during the 10 days, he never said oof once. That means he never showed resentment once in 10 years. And he never said, oh Anas, why didn't you do this? Or oh Anas, why didn't you do this? He did not ask either of these two questions once in the whole life. Regarding captives, the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala says that when he used to bring captives from war, prisoners of war, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he used to do was to gather us together and he used to say that check their clothing. Are their bodies covered properly or not? Number two, he used to say feed them and make sure they are not hungry. Number three, he used to say give them water and make sure they are not thirsty. And number four, he used to say istawsu bihim khayra. While they are in our captivity, keep them in good condition. The Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi ajma'in, following this instruction, were so kind to the captives and the prisoners of war that the non-Muslim prisoners of war used to say that the Sahaba used to look after us more than their own enemies. They used to give us food, they used to give us meat, and chapati and bread, and they used to suffice upon dates and water. Such mercy, my friends, such mercy. So kind, Allahu Akbar, so kind. Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling, I and my stepfather Abu Talha رضي الله تعالى عنه were with him. And the camel slipped. When the camel slipped, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell on one side, and the Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fell on the other side. Now it was natural for Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anha to rush towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he was the most beloved. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Talha, alayka min mar'a. Go look after the lady. Take care of the lady. the misconceptions that we read daily in newspapers, the misconceptions we hear and read in the mass media, is because the Muslims and the non-Muslims both are unaware of the true life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali Kabir Mara, Hazrat Anas says that after the battle of Khaybar, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, during the journey, he said, I very carefully observed that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to ride the camel, he would let Hazrat Safiya get onto the camel first. And what was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The camel is sitting there on the ground. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would very kindly say to Safiya, Safiya, we are traveling, get onto the camel. So Safiya radiallahu anha goes towards the camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts one knee on the ground. The second knee for Safiya to climb on the camel and use his knee as a step. Who says Islam does not give rights to women? Who says Islam does not give kindness to women? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِلْإِسَائِهِ. The best amongst you is he who is best to his wife. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. And from amongst you, the way I treat my wife, nobody can treat their wife with that kindness. Generosity. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from his world, ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم درهما ولا دينارا ولا بعيرا ولا شاة. When he left this world, he left no dinar, he left no dirham, he left no camel, he left no goat, those little ones. In the battle of Hunayn, the Muslims acquired as booty 6,000 captives, men, women, children. 6,000 captives. 24,000 camels, 40,000 horses, and heaps of silver. The Sahaba Ikram Imamullah Ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite deserving his share in that booty, distributed everything in Hunayn. And he left empty handed from him. Such generosity, such abstinence, justice. A lady from the clan of Banu Makhzum, Fatima bint Makhzum, was caught in theft, brought to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The grid was established. The Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala had a small discussion and they came to the conclusion that if this lady is forgiven, then it will benefit Islam and the cause of Islam. So somebody should go and explain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that for the benefit of the cause of Islam, it is better that he forgive this lady. Because she comes from a very high family, Banu Makhzum. Now who will go and talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is regarding the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said that only Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala will be equal to this. Because Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala was very much loving to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Him or Rasulullah was his idol. The Sahaba used to say that he is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, we had a small discussion and this is the conclusion we have come to. So I am interceding on behalf of all the companions and I request that you forgive Fatima bint Makhzum. Now look at justice. Look at justice. Before his advent, the strong would eat up the weak, the strong would suppress the weak. There were different laws for weak and there were different laws for the strong. Equality. Justice prevailed. He said, أتسخر في حق من حدود الله؟ أوزاما are you interceding in regarding a command from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And are you requesting me to let go of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
What we need to do, friends, is to learn this great way. Learn this great life. Learn this very virtuous life. The humbleness.
Upon entry into Makkah Mukarrama, upon the liberation, what was his condition? How does a conqueror enter a city? With his head high, looking right and left with pride.
The Sahabi Karam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he would say, when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter Makkah Mukarrama, he was so humble that his blessed beard was touching the hump of the camel. Allahu Akbar. Hump of the camel. And who was riding the camel with him? The son of a slave, Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu.
And what was he saying? He did not say that, look at my accomplishment. Look what I have done in the 8 years.
He said, La ilaha illallah wa ahdam. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. It is only he who has assisted his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And it is only he who has defeated all the opposition. So much humbleness of the Sahaba Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was being said that if he was sat in the midst of the people of the Sahaba and a newcomer used to enter the masjid, he would have had to ask, Ayyukum Muhammad, where is Muhammad? Who is Muhammad? Because he used to mingle with them. If a poor person used to become sick, he used to walk to his home to see how he used to sit down with the slaves and eat with them.
And my friend, he was so humble that he would go to the market places, he would do his own shopping and he would carry his own shopping. Let me conclude, my friends.
This great life, what is to the Uttam Mima Makkah Ibn Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me into this world to perfect lofty characters, to teach lofty characters. To practically and verbally teach lofty characters. That is why he said, khiyarukum, ahasinukum akhlaqa. The best amongst you is the one who has the best morals and best characters. Akbarul mu'minina imanan, ahsanuhum khuluqa. The most perfect believer is he who has the best morals and lofty characters.
He said in another hadith, inna min ahabbi nasi ilayhi. وَأَقْرَبِهِمْ مَجْلِسًا مِنِّي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا.
On the day of Qiyamah, the person most near to me and the person most beloved to me will be that person who has lofty characters.
He came into this world with his lofty characters. Why? We hold Seerah conferences is number one to discuss this great life.
Discuss a portion of this great life so that the love of this great personality is embedded in our hearts. And this interest is increased that I would like to learn more of this great life. I would like to listen to more of this great life. I would like to read more of this great life. So the first reason and the first objective and the first maqsad of the inauguration of Seerah conferences or Seerah gatherings is that we go from here with this eagerness that I will learn more of this great life. I will read more of this great life. I will listen to more of this great life. And number two, by listening to this great life, I will inculcate in my heart the love for this great personality.
The love for this great person.
I will embed and increase this love. And number three,
after increasing the love of this great personality, I will imitate him, I will try my utmost to imitate him, I will learn him, no stone unturned. And I will make every effort to imitate this great life so that I too
can become a model of this great life. And once I become the model of this great life, I will become beloved in the eyes of Allah.
سبحانه وتعالى. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى says, إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. If you follow in the footsteps of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will become beloved. This is the only path to become beloved. Learn the seerah and follow the seerah. Learn the seerah and follow the seerah. If we learn the seerah, follow the seerah, then my friend, we will solve all our problems of this world and we will solve all our problems of the hereafter. I will go to completely before concluding. Allama Iqbal says, कि मोहम्मद से वफा तू है तो हम तेरे हैं ये जहां चीज है क्या लोग कदम तेरे हैं. इफ यू आर फेथफुल टू मोहम्मद इफ यू लर्न हिज सीरा एंड इफ यू फॉलो हिज सीरा देन अल्लाह विल बिकम आवर्स एंड अल्लाह बिकम्स आवर्स देन तकदीर इज आवर्स. एंड अनदर पॉइंट सही अगर जन्नत का इरादा है तुम तमाम ही का अगर जन्नत का इरादा है तो तमाम ही का. If we are faithful to Muhammad, we will solve all our problems of this world. And if we are faithful to Muhammad, we will solve all our problems of the hereafter. So the poet says, agar jannat ka irada hai tum tamam hi ka. If each and every one of you is desiring jannah, gale mein tog daal do Muhammad ki gulami ka. Then become faithful to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you become faithful to Muhammad, Allah will grant you peace, tranquility, peace of mind, success, honor, dignity in this world. If you are faithful to Muhammad, Allah will grant you Husn-e Khatima. If you are faithful to Muhammad, Allah will make your grave a garden from the garden of paradise. If you are faithful to Muhammad, Allah will grant you shade under his throne on the day of Qiyamah. If you are faithful to Muhammad, you will cross the Qur'an Sirat in a second. And if you are faithful to Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah in the everlasting life of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.